Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first episode of Topicality, the podcast where we explore a new topic that's been in the news within the past week. I'm your host, Michael Begale. With me, as always, the gravelly-voiced charmer, Matthew Walks, and the spunky and charismatic Jacqueline Dunham. How's it going, Jackie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You're always upbeat and never morose. Can you tell me what's the secret to your plucky nature?
Plucky?
Yeah.
Is plucky the right term? I feel like that means I'm, like, ornery.
I don't know. I don't know the definition of plucky, but I feel like it describes you.
Okay. Well, or clucky, maybe. I don't know. I'm just a positive person.
Good to know.
Are you, though? Because sometimes positive people hide it.
Yeah. No, I'm not really.
When you're alone.
I'm a huge pessimist, actually. I'm just good at
pretending. How you deal with things is...
Because I don't like it when people have a bad day and then they take it out on everyone else. And then everyone else knows, like, they're having a bad day and now I'm going to have a bad day. No one likes that person. I don't like that person. So I don't want to be that person.
So you just internalize everything.
Exactly.
Until it blows up.
And who do you take it out on?
No one. Not really anyone in particular.
All right, good to know.
What an awful light we've painted you in.
Well, Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What did you call me again? I like that.
Gravelly.
Gravelly voice charmer.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
My
name is Matthew Walks.
I'm just thinking, you're not very upbeat.
I'm not very upbeat?
But
yeah,
you do.
He is.
You know what? I feel bad. I yelled at my dog today, like really yelled at her.
Why?
It wasn't upbeat. Because she almost ran on the road.
But that's warranted.
But here's the thing about dogs, right? They're not like people. They don't know that you shouldn't run into the road.
I read recently that dogs don't have a sense of time.
Really?
I don't think they have a long-term memory either, so...
Yeah.
She probably has already forgiven you and forgotten.
Yeah.
So.
Good. Good. Okay, Michael.
Well, thanks very much for that, guys. But I think it's enough preamble. Are you guys ready to get moving?
Yes. Okay. Jackie?
Yes.
Yes, Michael.
Our topic this week is cannibalism. And if you're a regular news consumer, you already know that stories on cannibalism are eating up a lot of airtime and page space. It seems that media outlets have realized that people are hungry for more info on the sudden influx of cannibal attacks. Well, we here at Topicality are no different, and we're prepared, we're ready, we're willing to satisfy your craving for flesh. Matt, do you have any thoughts right off the bat about the weird amount of cannibal coverage?
I don't think it's been a weird amount. I think there's really been the one case in Florida with the man eating the homeless man's face.
We're about to get to that, yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, I don't know. I think it says more about people's obsession with zombies.
No, there's been a string of
incidents. I thought there was two.
Nope. I think there's been a number.
I'm going to say that it has more to do with people's obsession with zombies and pop culture, and the hopes that...
See, right after that Miami attack, zombie apocalypse was one of the top searches on Google.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that says a lot about people.
That's really scary that people are, you know...
They instantly jump to that
conclusion. Are imitating zombies now.
I think people are so bored with their lives that they want to believe.
It's almost like the
there's something
vampire thing.
Yeah.
But now it's moved into zombies. Like, you know, everyone was super into vampires, and they were, like, trying the biting each other thing.
Do you think, I had a question, I think I told Mike this yesterday, so you have a baby,
okay.
A newborn.
Where's this
and
going?
Right off the bat, you mix breast milk with a tiny amount of blood, right? And you increase that over the baby's first 2 years. Do you think you could get a baby hooked on blood to the point where when it was like 10, it would crave blood?
No.
Why not, though? You can get addicted to anything.
I don't know. It's not a good enough taste.
But it's not about the taste. The body would it would know that blood is where you get nourishment, and it would need that.
Maybe you should try that.
The fix.
It's a creepy social experiment.
Yeah.
Some dark insight into the mind of Matthew Walks.
Although people can swallow a pint of blood without throwing up. You can physically...
Really?
Oh, yeah. You could physically...
But does your body extract nutrients from it?
Probably not, but yeah. I just know... I don't know why I know that, but that is a good-to-know fact that you can swallow a pint of blood.
Good to know. What are you mouthing?
I don't know.
I'm saying don't bang on the table.
Oh, sorry.
When you make your points. She's like, it's a good fact to know. Bang. It's picking up pretty well through the
microphone.
Sorry,
I can't read lips, so
okay.
That was useless.
That's fine. While we're talking about this kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, Matt, can you take a look at this and make sure everything's going right with the
Yeah, everything machine? Looks good. As long as you don't have the peaking outside of this box. No, it looks good.
Great.
That's a good-looking waveform, Michael.
Thank you very much, Matt. Yours is pretty nice, too.
Thank you.
If I say so.
This is getting intimate.
It is.
All right, so I think we can start on our first story.
Did I give a sneak peek?
Yeah, is the Miami Zombie, as they were calling him. For people who don't know, a man was wandering around naked on a causeway in Miami where he came across a homeless man who he proceeded to strip naked also and then beat him and then eat most of his face. And he had to be stopped by the police, who shot him 3 times and he died.
And you're leaving out the most important part about the bath salts.
Well, no, they found that there were no bath salts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you not to get
I
ahead
thought,
of me,
sorry,
Jackie.
Sorry.
Anyway.
That was like the whole thing.
No, according to a source, Rudy Eugene, who was the face eater, was doing community work a few years ago, and he gave a meal to homeless Ronald Popo, who was the face ET in this case. While it adds some more wrinkles to the story, I don't think it explains the reason behind the bizarre attack. So, Jackie, you seem to believe that it was bath salts?
Well, or some sort of drug, sort of something. I don't know. How did the guy, I don't know, allow himself to get his face eaten?
Well,
was he unconscious or?
He beat him.
Yeah, I know, but was
he? I think he just overpowered him, attacked him, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bath salts, they were thinking the eater was on bath salts, but they found only marijuana in his system. But really? The thing is, some synthetic drugs, there's not much trace left, so no one really knows if he was on drugs.
That's pretty crazy. Did you see all those internet memes about it later, after it came out, where people were like, you think you're having a bad day, like at least no one's eating your face, or like there's a lot of ones along those lines. It became quite a popular internet.
Are you talking about image macros?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I actually haven't seen those.
Oh, really? No, there was like a trend of them that came out after that that people were
I feel like that example you gave was a pretty bad one. Like
I was just doing a general theme. That
but
wasn't a
was
specific
that one,
one
that you actually saw?
No, because I can't remember what the actual ones are.
Because I was like, you could just use that for anything. It doesn't have to be face-eating related.
I know, but it's an extreme scenario. Yeah. It's supposed to be an extreme contrast.
I'm not sure if that's really cannibalism, though. Because he didn't actually eat.
That's the other thing. They didn't find any flesh in his stomach.
Yeah.
So he was just chewing.
He kind of chewed it off.
I think it was.
Maybe spit it out.
It was more like a scratching attack, but with his teeth as well.
But they're still calling that stuff all cannibalism.
Do you think it was drugs, Matt, or do you think it was something else?
It was drugs or mental illness.
Yeah.
Or who knows? Who knows what set him off? We'll never know because he's dead.
Yeah, that's the
truth.
But
maybe the guy whose face was eaten, maybe he'll be able to shed some light onto the subject.
Well, he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie, do you have anything that you'd like to say? Because you look like you have something to say.
No, I think that's good. I don't want to jump the gun with the next incident. Don't you have another one? The one
is
I
this
told
because
you about?
Michael gave you trouble for jumping the gun previously?
He's always giving me trouble. I have to like really be careful with what I say around Mike.
So really?
I was just in the middle of telling the story, and you immediately jumped in. And said,
I feel like I'm
bath salts.
I feel like I have to mediate here.
No, you should. You should.
Michael, Jackie didn't mean to step on your toes.
I apologize.
And Jackie, you need to respect that Michael is in charge here. So you guys are each in your corners. We're gonna start fresh.
Anyway, something else about the Miami zombie that I want to bring up was they tried to have his funeral at like 4 different churches in the community, and none of them would let his mom hold the funeral there because he was
a face eater.
Because he ate someone's face. Do you think that's right, Matt?
Well, they are business owners. They have the right to refuse customers. So they were well within their rights. But it depends what their motivation was. Did they fear that there would be a backlash?
And yeah, that I think it was public perception about the fact that he had eaten someone's face and he was, I guess, a member of their church.
Yeah.
And their community.
Or maybe they were afraid that he actually is a zombie.
But the thing is, he was a very like passionate Christian as well.
So you're saying God made him do it?
That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying you would think that the church could kind of stand behind him a little bit.
The face eater.
Yeah, since he was like, you know, such a strong Christian until up to the face eating incident.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't judge someone just based on one bad day at the office. So I don't think you can really judge him based on his one
bad day.
Shot 10 people in that office, then you could judge them based on that.
Guess it's all about scale.
I think it's a pretty horrific crime. I can understand why they'd want to distance themselves.
And they don't want that negative publicity.
Sure,
their business.
But it's not like it wasn't as though he was a criminal, that he was doing this for some kind of personal gain. Like you said, it's either mental illness or drugs.
So you're saying is that he had a bad day?
No, what I'm saying is, you know, obviously, if he had survived it, he would have pled insanity and not gone to jail.
Yeah.
But now that he's dead, they won't even bury him, give him a proper burial. And I don't think that's right.
So you're, okay. Just to get this straight, what you're saying is that you would have rather that 10 babies died. Is that?
What?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm misreading you.
I think so.
Okay. No babies. No babies dead.
No, I'm against dead babies.
Okay.
As a rule.
Good. Jackie?
That joke's just not funny anymore. Dead babies. I don't know. It's been overused. No
really?
Offense. I don't know. No one finds dead baby jokes that offensive anymore or like horrific, really. They're just kind of like, yeah.
They're just there.
They're just there. They're not that offensive anymore. It takes more than that now to
I'll keep
offend
trying.
People. Yeah.
What does offend you?
I don't know. Not dead babies, though.
Well,
I need more shock value.
We'll try and get there, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'll find something.
Okay, guys. You ready to move on to the
yes.
next story?
Yep.
Okay. The next one takes place in Papua New Guinea. 29 people have been arrested there after allegedly killing and eating 7 witch doctors. The police are saying that the accused are part of a cult that has between 700 and 1,000 members. They don't know how many of the cult members participated in the cannibalism, but they suspect it's more than 29. They ate the witch doctors because they believed they would get their powers. And 29 people were arrested, and only 28 appeared in court. It's unclear what happened to the 29th suspect. Mm-hmm. Matt, what do you think happened to that suspect?
Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up quickly, because I have not heard of this. When did this happen?
It was, I think, in the news yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, I need to look it up. He did a great sum up.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
I have the info here, so if you have questions, you can ask me.
So they thought that they would gain the powers of the witch doctors by eating them.
Yeah. These witch doctors had been kind of threatening people.
And what powers?
Let me just confirm here. They were evil sorcerers, it says. They would become bulletproof. That was the power that they would get from eating their organs.
And this was untested.
Yeah,
apparently.
I was going to say, did they ever at least shoot them to find out if they were?
Maybe that's where the 29th suspect went. That's what I'm thinking.
So then after they realized that, no, he is not bulletproof, maybe we shouldn't eat
the rest of them. I guess. I don't know. They didn't think they were doing anything wrong. That's the thing. I mean, not to rag on Papua New Guinea, but the education system there and stuff isn't that good.
How did they not know
they were doing something wrong?
They
believed in all that witch doctory stuff, and they didn't think that killing them and eating them was really that bad, since they thought the witch doctors were bad dudes.
Did they boil them in a pot? Like classic, the classic, you know?
Did they have bones in their head,
yeah.
like through their hair?
That information is not available, unfortunately.
So they full out ate them, though? Like, all of them?
Like that's the thing. There were no remains found. They really? Were totally eaten.
Weird.
I'm not sure if I agree with the fact that you're uneducated means that you have no moral compass and cannot tell right from wrong. you can't tell right from wrong when it comes to killing or not killing somebody, regardless of if they're
okay.
a witch doctor.
Maybe I should have rephrased that. Maybe it's not the education system, it's the lack of systems in general.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're kind of isolated there.
Because they're still killing the witch doctors to steal their powers.
Yeah, but it's still like superstition and things like that that, you know, is from like not being educated.
Oh, I completely
otherwise.
Understand that.
Oh, yeah. The witch doctors, they weren't like doing nice stuff to these guys beforehand. They were taking advantage of these people.
So this is a revenge tale.
They were like raping people. They
what?
Were like, have sex with us or else we'll put a curse on you and, you know, give us your money or...
Well, then why did the people that killed the witch doctors, did they want those same powers?
It just says they wanted to be bulletproof.
Such a strange story.
Yeah.
Well, apparently in Papua New Guinea, cannibalism did carry on until quite late into the 20th century. But the police who they quoted here said he hasn't heard of it in 30 years or so. So, yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know either. I we're far removed from witch doctors here in Canada, aren't we?
Yes.
I feel so like we are. But are there any cult-related crimes that we have
yeah.
had in Canada?
Oh, I don't know about Canada. I know in the States, though, they've had
yeah.
some
the
of those.
The Branch Davidians.
The Branch Davidian is a great example. David Koresh.
Yeah.
I would say Scientology is a cult.
Sure.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It's not considered like an organized religion?
I think it is legally.
It is. Legally
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
But you, in your oh, just in your opinion, you think it's a cult?
Based on what I've read, yeah, I consider it a cult.
Just Tom Cruise stories?
No, I think there was a few years ago where somebody leaked a lot of the documents for a lot of the higher level Scientology stuff, and it's pretty crazy.
Well, wasn't there that crazy video that Tom Cruise like narrated or... I don't know.
Yeah, that was at their like on their cruise ship.
Yeah,
and he was because he's. I read this last week. He's an operating Thetan level 8 or whatever. He's like one of the highest up members of Scientology.
Oh.
People believe he can levitate himself and project his mind onto other people. So.
Yeah. That's something special.
That is something special.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Papua New Guinea connection to this one too.
Nice.
The Huffington Post is reporting that a testicle-eating fish with human-like teeth has been found in Lake Lou Yeager in Illinois. The pacu is a much larger... The pacu, that's the fish, sorry. It's a much larger relative of the piranha, and although it's an omnivore, it is often sold at pet shops as a vegetarian piranha. Lake Superintendent Jim Caldwell insists that the pacu poses no risk as its diet in the wild primarily consists of snails... vegetation, and nuts. However, the word out of Papua New Guinea is that two fishermen died last year from blood loss after their testicles were bitten off by something in the water. Locals blame the pacu, which they refer to as the ball cutter.
Ball cutter.
Jackie, would you swim in Lake Lou Yeager knowing that
no.
the pacu could be out there?
No, I am terrified of underwater sea creatures. Like, I really don't like anything. Being
so,
below me alive. Like, I don't even like seaweed touching me, let alone, like, sharks are a big fear of mine. So, no, I would not go in a lake if I knew there was a piranha in it.
I kind of think you're asking the wrong person that, though, because...
Because she doesn't have the testicles.
Because she doesn't have testicles, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you as well, because I didn't actually expect that answer, honestly. I thought you'd be less afraid.
I don't care. It could still mistake, like, I don't know. Toes, like it could still bite my toes or something.
Anything from like the dark depths
yeah.
of
you're just
the
against
lake.
That.
I just don't like even fish, like just regular sunfish touching
okay,
me.
But at the cottage, do you go swimming in the lake?
I do, but I don't like being in the middle of the
you
lake
don't go into the
or
depths.
The swampy areas.
Okay,
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did these men have bathing suits on?
The fishermen?
Yeah,
I have
like,
no
did
idea.
Did it crawl inside their bathing suits specifically to get to their testicles?
Well, this is Papua New Guinea we're talking about again.
So they probably did not have bathing suits.
I'm guessing their clothing was less sophisticated than what we have here, and there probably was no net in their bathing suit if they were wearing one.
Yeah, because I can understand if you didn't have a bathing suit, how fish would mistake testicles for lure.
Yeah, it's just a case of mistaken identity.
It is.
It's not like they're seeking balls.
So as long as you're not skinny dipping in Lake Lou Yeager, you think you'll be fine?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you would swim there.
Yeah, but regardless, wherever, if you swim at a lake at any cottage, you're going to get nipped by little fish, little sunfish, because they see movement. So I think this really is a case of, the fish seeing something dangling. Going in for the kill.
Would you, Mike? No one asked you.
I probably wouldn't. Yeah. I think I mentioned it has like human teeth as well.
It looks pretty terrifying. Human teeth aren't that strong.
Yeah.
Or like they're not like
strong. And they're not sharp too. Like
yeah.
Our teeth are flat except for our canines.
Yeah, I feel like some dogs have more.
You know, Popo over there, who the homeless guy who got his face bitten off, sharp enough for him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but that could have taken a long time. Gnawing.
It did take 18 minutes, apparently.
Yeah, see? If you had sharper teeth, that shouldn't take that long. A dog mauling someone's face is not going to take that long.
Right. But I had another question for you guys, because this kind of fish, it's sold in pet shops, but it does get up to, 3 feet long. And probably the one that they found in Illinois, it's not natural to have one there, so it's probably someone throwing out their pet. Do you think it's responsible for pet shops to sell these kind of fish?
Well, not if they don't tell them. They need to have some sort of warning. You know, they should let them know that they are an omnivore or that they, would bite a human. You know, rather than just sell them as a vegetarian or something.
Mm. Do you think people who want these kinds of fish are going to get them no matter what anyway?
Potentially. Some weird people. People having pet tarantulas, that's horribly frightening. Because if you lose that, then you have a tarantula wandering around your house.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's really weird.
My brother's friend used to have a ton of, reptiles and snakes.
Yeah.
He had a boa constrictor that was,
Is that legal? You're legally allowed to have a pet boa?
I don't know. This was up north. And it was about 20 feet long, and it did get out one day. And they found it in the kitchen. It's big enough that it could have eaten his dog.
Exactly. These are not pets.
Yeah.
These are not pets.
What do you think, Matt? Do you think people should just be able to have whatever pet they want?
I think so.
No, because there's so many...
Guns and pets.
So many... Exactly. I was going to use that
Guns
comparison.
And pets. You take away my gun?
Because there's too many irresponsible, dumb people, obviously, that you hear in these news stories that should not.
Yeah, it's not the pets. It's the people.
It's the people, yeah.
You need to, if anything, you need to
spay and neuter your neighbors.
Your neighbors.
Yeah.
And it seems like only idiots own snakes. Is that a bad generalization? A big snakes.
Oh. Well, this guy, he wasn't an idiot. Here's the thing. He worked at a reptile shop. You guys will have heard of it. I won't name names, but he worked at a reptile shop, and so he took care of all the animals there. He liked them a lot. So he took some home, took care of those ones. He was really responsible with them. He didn't do anything. I mean, when the one got away, that's bad, but he didn't do anything reckless. Like he had an anaconda that he could have, given to my brother, who wouldn't have any idea what to do with it.
I'm not sure what you get out of owning an anaconda.
I don't know either.
Why do you want any of these pets?
There's no interaction.
Understand. Yeah.
You get to watch it eat a mouse every couple days.
My other friend does have a small snake, which he pets regularly.
Yeah.
And he's quite fond of it. But, yeah, I'm not a fan either. Let's move along.
Shall we?
And this is getting away from cannibalism now because I wanted to give you guys a break.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
In other testicle-related news...
Oh, my God.
The skinny jean trend is being blamed for several health problems in men.
That's nuts.
It is nuts.
Jackie, any more testicle puns?
No.
You'll get there. Including the very serious condition, twisted testicles. Twisted testicles occurs when tight pants restrict the spermatic cord from moving freely. The cord twists, leading to testicular torsion and cutting off blood supply. Surgery has to be immediate to prevent gangrene.
Mm. Gangrene? Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've heard of blue balls. No, these are green balls.
Was that set up just for...
Yeah, I didn't write it down.
You didn't?
I just came
actually
up with
read that. That's great.
The genes are also being blamed for low sperm counts and fungal infections. Women aren't safe either, as skinny jeans can apparently increase the risk of yeast infections.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's not as bad as the gangrene.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I'm glad they're coming out with this news. I don't like skinny jeans on guys, so hopefully this acts as a deterrent.
What kind of guys wear skinny jeans?
The hipsters. The hipsters.
The hipsters?
Yeah.
Would you guys consider my jeans to be skinny jeans?
Let's see.
You know what? I thought
I want
of
you.
You.
To take a look.
I was thinking about how tight maybe your jeans might be.
No, because you can pull on the jean, pull on the side. Yeah, you see, you have a bit of give there.
Yeah, yours are just straight legged.
Do you have a fixed gear bike?
No.
Then you are not a skinny jean person. Do you have a mustache, a fixed gear bike, a wife beater?
Never all at the same time.
Do you drink Pabst?
No.
No, then you're not skinny jean.
The thing is, I do actually own a pair of jeans that are defined as skinny jeans.
On the label
it says.
Guys have chicken legs. No one wants to see that. They're so skinny. They have such skinny legs already. There's no need to emphasize that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Most guys' legs are skinnier than their girlfriend's legs. So I don't think most girls want to be like, oh, nice tiny jeans you have there. And they wouldn't even fit in them.
So you don't notice, women don't notice legs?
It's not no. No, I don't think most women think of legs as a selling point.
God, look at the set of legs on
that
guy.
Yeah, no.
I would direct you to this Facebook group that I came across.
For legs? For men's legs?
Which was women who admire muscular legs.
But that's different, though. Skinny legs versus if you work out and have all sorts of defined...
Yeah, a regular pair of legs, though. No. Unless they're out of the ordinary, maybe you'd notice them. But...
That's what I... Well, okay, I guess you're right. Guys can look at pretty much any legs, can't they, Matt?
Guys can what?
Look at pretty much any legs.
On a woman.
On a woman,
yeah. Okay. Let's be clear.
Not on a horse.
I think he was implying
those
a man.
Some nice hind legs that beauty's got. Yeah.
Yeah, especially in the summer, I myself like women's legs.
I noticed you're also wearing shorts.
I am wearing shorts.
No, it's just,
Jackie, did you give him a double look there?
I did not. I did not see your shorts.
I'll put my legs up.
Are they khakis?
My legs are...
Yours are normal. They look normal.
They look kind of normal. They should be more muscly, but I haven't been on my bike as much as I would like to have been.
Yep.
I know women look at men's asses, but not legs.
What about you? Do you look at
asses? No, not really, no. I don't really care for the butts. Not that doesn't really do anything for me. You know, I might laugh if they have a bubble butt or a hockey butt. Those are funny.
What's a hockey butt?
Hockey butt? Come on, from skating? Guys who play hockey have hilariously big butts.
Big ass.
Really?
Big asses.
I had no
idea. Booty. Lots of booty.
Booty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And male football players. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh, no, I haven't
American
noticed.
American football? Huge.
There's so many close-ups, too.
It's all the squatting, I guess.
Yeah. It's true. Squatting.
Yeah.
That would do it. It's just the muscles they use skating.
Yeah. I don't know. We're still talking about skinny jeans.
Well, we've moved on to asses, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys familiar with any kind of groinal injuries?
What?
From skinny jeans, specifically?
Just, I don't know. Is there anything else?
I think this is between Mike, you and I, because Jackie, or maybe Jackie, maybe you've heard about this. Sometimes... It doesn't matter what kind of pants you wear. If you sit down wrong, you can twist a testicle. It hurts. Have you experienced that?
I'm not at your age, so maybe mine don't hang as low.
Oh, that's a little bit of a jab.
I don't think testicles hang lower the older you get.
Okay.
No? Gravity?
No.
Gravity has no effect?
It doesn't work that way?
It's not like elasticity?
No.
Oh, damn. I've been misled.
So you've never experienced that, I take it.
If I have actually sat on a ball or laid down on a ball before,
so you know what it's like.
Yeah.
That is excruciating.
Does hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why we're talking about this.
Let's Let's move on.
You asked about groin injuries.
I want to get to the next segment.
Me too.
Are you guys ready for the quiz?
Yes.
Great.
Are we playing against each other?
You are tete-a-tete, mono a.
That's not fair. He has years of experience over me.
But I've intentionally given you guys topics that I know the other person is good at.
Okay.
So that the other person will be like, oh, it's so easy. And they'll be like, what? I don't know.
So I'm getting like video game questions then, right?
No, I stayed away from that today. Okay, but it is time for our very first ever cannibalism quiz.
Okay.
I'm going to take turns asking Matt and Jackie some cannibalism-related questions. There are three questions each. Players, you can answer right away for 2 points, or you can ask for multiple choice options.
Oh.
But then you'll only get 1 point for each question. As I said, there's only three questions, so each point really matters.
Three each.
Yeah. The winner at this time gets nothing. Maybe I'll come up with something later. But the loser does get a trip to Lake Lulejäger and has to swim with the Paku.
I feel like I'm not going to win this because I'm at a disadvantage.
Why?
Because I have testicles.
What are you talking about? The questions aren't testicle related. Or
no, but if... the loser has to swim?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to win.
Want to win. You don't want to...
I think Jackie would let me win, though.
No, she's not going to do
that. I'm very scared of underwater sea creatures. I already said this.
Okay. All right.
Very scared.
You guys amped?
Yes.
Okay. The first question is for Matt.
Let's do this.
I like your intensity. The Donner Party was a group of American pioneers who, in May of 1846, traveled from Missouri on a wagon train. They got trapped in the Sierra Nevada and had to resort to cannibalism to survive. What state were they heading to?
Sorry, where did they start?
Missouri.
And they were heading which way?
I didn't say.
Okay, I'm going to say that they were heading to California.
Final answer?
They were gold prospectors. They were heading to California is my final answer.
Okay, great. You're correct. It's
nice.
California.
That's what I would have said. Nice guess.
They were not gold prospectors.
Oh, they weren't. Okay.
Not in,
no,
in
but everyone had headed
everyone
west.
Headed to California. Yeah.
Good call.
So that is 2-0.
Yeah. You really didn't know that one?
No.
Like, that was a total guess?
Well, it was kind of an educated guess.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you pick up on the Sierra Nevada comment that I made?
I did. That's why.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. That's where they'd be going.
Jackie, are you ready for your first question?
I am.
Okay, Anthony Hopkins brought to life probably the most famous fictional cannibal ever when he played Hannibal Lecter in the 1991 film Silence of the Lambs. What actress played FBI cadet Clarice Starling?
So easy.
Dude.
Jodie Foster.
Wait a second.
The Donner Party one was pretty easy too. You guys are even at 2. This is just the first question.
Yeah.
I made it.
Okay,
really
I hope
that
they're
one
not,
was easy.
There's get, not this much of a disparity between.
They're getting harder.
Okay, good.
I thought
they're getting harder for
is
who?
My final
for,
answer.
For both of you.
Okay.
Matt, this one's
Mr. Lecter, tell me where Buffalo Bill is.
I know. I thought you were going to ask me about Buffalo Bill. I thought you were going to say who's the other villain or something.
Obviously, that's pretty easy, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That's just where I thought the question was.
What did you do when the lambs stopped crying, Clarice? Dr. Lecter, where's Buffalo Bill? Sorry, I'm done.
You're good at that.
Yeah, you are good.
Actually, Matt, you might find this one pretty easy, too.
Okay. Oh, Mike.
No, don't. You know what? You had to, like...
Guys, let's keep the complaints to a minimum here.
Okay.
In 1972, a chartered flight carrying 45 people, a sports team, and their friends and family, crashed into the Andes.
Yes.
The 16 survivors were not rescued until 2 months after the crash and had to resort to cannibalism to survive. What sport did the team play?
They were a soccer team from Brazil.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are incorrect, sir.
What did they play?
They were a rugby team from
crap.
Uruguay.
From Uruguay.
You're on the right track, though.
Yeah.
Right continent.
The movie was called Alive. I swear to you, if she gets another one of those... Okay, go.
Okay.
So competitive.
So two, it's 2-2.
2-2, tied up. In 1980, Italian horror film Cannibal Holocaust was a faux documentary filmed in the Amazon rainforest. It was so convincing that the director was actually charged with murder after the film came out, as people believed that the actors were actually being killed on screen. Although the actors in the film were not actually killed, unfortunately, seven animals were dispatched during production.
They were killed. Okay.
Killed.
I was trying not to repeat the word killed. Name one of the species of animal killed.
Oh, there were seven different kinds of species?
Well, I didn't say that.
Wait a second. So this is essentially multiple choice.
No, not really. She just has to name one on her first guess.
But you don't know, you're not telling me if it's one out of seven different kinds?
I'm not telling you how many kinds, but there's enough that you can guess if you don't know.
In the rainforest is the clue.
And don't forget, you do have the option to go for multiple choice,
which
I took a lot of time to come up with.
You
these.
Want me to go? Yeah, maybe I'll go for multiple choice. I need this one up.
Okay, now Jackie is only going to be able to get 1 point off this. Okay. Was one of the animals killed a dog, a turtle, a muskrat, or an orangutan?
Well, there seems like there's an obvious answer here, but I'm not too sure.
Jackie, we're going to need an answer from you, please.
I am trying to talk it out. Wait, so you're saying a dog, a turtle, a muskrat, or an orangutan?
Great.
Because I was kind of leaning towards maybe a dog, like there was a pet dog on the journey, or an orangutan, because you might find one of those in the jungle. I don't know how, you know. Oh, but it's not necessarily that they ate it. I don't know. It's tough.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Let me think. I'm going to go with a dog. Final answer.
I regret to inform you that dog is not correct. However, a turtle was unfortunately killed for a scene in the movie.
How did they kill the turtles in the movie?
That doesn't even seem like it would be news. Like,
are you sure you want to know? It's pretty bad. They captured the turtle in the water and dragged it to shore, where it was then decapitated, and its limbs, shell, and entrails were removed.
That must be hard.
And then they cooked it and ate the turtle.
Decapitate a turtle, because it's gonna hide if you
drag
it
to
shore.
But you know what? Actually, that's how you know how people trade in turtle shells.
Yeah.
In like certain countries, so they decapitate it and they rip it all out of the shell, right? So obviously they have a system for it. I did see when I was in Cuba a giant sea turtle's flipper washed up on the shore. It was very leathery.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I still would like to know how they get the turtle out of the
shell.
Well,
if you watch Cannibal Holocaust, you'll be able to see.
Yeah.
You want to know what other animals were killed?
Yes.
A donkey?
Nope.
A zebra?
Just tell us.
There was a Koti Mundi, which I don't know what that is. But it was mistaken for a muskrat at the time.
Oh, okay.
Killed with a knife. Large spider killed with a machete. A snake also killed with a machete.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
A squirrel monkey.
No.
Which had its skull chopped off with a machete.
Wow.
Yeah. Like Indiana Jones. And a pig, which was kicked twice and then shot in the head with a shotgun.
Oh, Jackie, I'm so sorry.
That's not a nice one.
Jackie, I know you're such a fan of pigs.
I am a fan of pigs. I want to own a pet pig.
Yeah.
And just to make things worse, the scene with the monkey actually had to be filmed twice.
So they killed two monkeys?
So they killed two monkeys. Yeah.
I've never heard of this film.
I'm shaking my head right now.
Yeah, in protest.
Yeah, I'm doing a personal boycott of the film myself,
yeah.
So I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't seemed to have much effect on its sales and so forth.
Is it true that, sorry, this is kind of off topic, the end of The Crow, did he actually die?
Yes, what happened in The Crow was Brandon Lee, there was a scene set up where he was supposed to get shot.
Yeah.
And the gun that they were using malfunctioned, and even though it was the bullet had no shell in it, mm-hmm. It still, like, some projectile came out and shot him in the heart, and he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
Poor Brandon Lee.
Lost
him before his time.
Well, no. We lost him right at his time.
That's what I mean. Sorry. Right at his peak. Yeah. Good call.
That's the best time to go.
That's the best time to go is when your time is up.
Yeah, when you're at the top of your game.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you guys there. I would rather live out my days lounging.
No. Because then everyone's like, what a tragic loss. Everyone misses you more because they only remember the good you, not the decrepit, old, needy you.
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look at James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, all those famous mm-hmm. stars. That the only reason they're, looked upon so fondly is because they went before their time.
And then there's Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
The other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a good point. All right, maybe I'm on side with you guys. All right, that was Jackie's question.
So we're tied still.
Tied still at two.
So this is the third and final question.
These are hard.
Third and final. I got a tiebreaker, in my back pocket.
These aren't hard.
Is it actually in your back pocket?
Nope.
Okay, so.
It's
not in your back pocket.
Nope. During the 1980s, cannibalism was widespread amongst the participants in Liberia's Civil War. An international charity supplied photographic and other evidence to Amnesty International, who declined to publicize the material. What was the charity?
Okay. What year was this?
It was throughout the 80s. There was a war in Liberia.
So you were what, 20 then? Or?
I would have been 32. Okay. An organization.
Yep, a charity.
A charity.
An international charity.
Well, let's think about this. And what was the charity organization doing? Or can you tell me that?
Nope. Can't tell you. Well, I guess I can.
No.
I'll just tell you that they weren't supposed to even be there.
They weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah, I don't think that helps. But they really had no business in Liberia.
Yeah.
And they didn't really intend to go there.
Oh, now you're giving him lots of hints.
Well, I
think it's either Red Cross or Amnesty International.
I'm telling you that Amnesty International is the people who were given the information. So they are not the charity.
Clearly I was
who
not
collected
listening.
The information.
I was clearly not listening. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go multiple choice.
Okay.
And try to get at least one point.
Okay. Good plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it Red Cross?
Yep.
Doctors Without Borders? International Rescue Committee? Or Oxfam?
Is that third one real? I don't think I've ever heard of them.
They are real.
Oh, okay.
I've
never heard of them until I Googled them and in relation to this thing.
And sorry, just read it one more time.
Red Cross.
No, read the actual question one more time.
Okay. During the 80s, cannibalism was widespread amongst the participants in Liberia's Civil War. An international charity supplied photographic and other evidence to Amnesty International, who declined to publicize the material. What was the charity?
I have no idea.
You have to guess.
I already gave you options. So.
I think it's either Red Cross or Doctors. I'm going to say Red Cross.
It was Doctors Without Borders.
It was. That was my second.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still am kind of angry that Jackie got her first question. I feel like you gave her 2 points.
I thought Donner Party was easy, too.
You're being a bit of a sore loser when we're tied. Who cares? Let's just wait until the third.
I think we should wait. But I feel like if there's...
Quit whining.
If there's a judge...
Quit whining.
Whining. Okay, Jackie. This is your... Michael?
I'm ready, Matt. Thank you.
Longest trivia ever.
Jackie, what band performed in 1994's Ace Ventura Pet Detective at the insistence of actor Jim Carrey, who stated they were his favorite band?
They performed in the Pet Detective movie?
In the movie.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that movie.
I didn't think there was a band in that movie.
No, I know. Me neither. That performed...
There is.
...on screen.
I remember it well.
And not, just their music. They were on screen.
They were there.
Well, I think, Jackie, because we're tied, you should go for the multiple choice.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know.
No, you sure? This could backfire.
Why?
No, it can't. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Yeah, multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it Fine Young Cannibals, The Cannibals, Cannibal Corpse, or Cannibal and the Headhunters?
Oh, wait. Okay.
I think I know this.
I know. One sounds familiar, but I'm not sure. The Fine Young Cannibals sounds familiar, but... Or the Cannibals. I'm torn. Wait.
Are you familiar with those bands?
I'm just saying they sound vaguely familiar, not that I've listened to their music. Wait, can you name all four again one more time?
Yes, ma'am. Fine Young Cannibals. Mm-hmm. The Cannibals.
Yeah.
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
And Cannibal and the Headhunters.
I don't think it's the last two. I'm still leaning towards one of the first two. I think I'm going to go with my initial gut feeling with Fine Young Cannibals.
Great job, Jackie, but you are wrong.
Damn it.
It is, in fact, Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse?
I have never heard of them.
They're
a death metal band.
Really?
Yeah. You'd be surprised with that name.
Yeah.
Fine Young Cannibals, on the other hand, are not a metal band of any kind.
No.
Are they a band?
Yep. They're a British, like, kind of new wave band.
Okay, because I had heard 80s. Of that name before, and that's what...
Yeah, with your love of 97.3, you would have heard of them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're off and on there.
Did you put that on purposely as a decoy, knowing my love of 80s music?
I have to say that I did.
And I fell into your trap. Perfectly.
She drives me crazy.
Yeah, that's
so good. Okay. Damn it, that's not fair. You didn't use any tricks against Matt.
There's a tie.
Michael, let's get to the tie-breaking question.
Put your iPad away. You can have that at the ready while you're answering trivia.
No, I was looking at Fine Young Cannibals. I wanted to know the name of their song.
She drives me crazy.
Okay.
You have no faith in me at all to host this program, do you?
I wanted to see it. He's so like, it sounds smart.
He's like, Jackie, it's your turn now. We're tied.
You know why? Because I'm competitive, and I just want to get to the question.
He is competitive. It's scary.
Well, harness that competitive energy for your tie-breaking question.
I'm taking you down, Dunham.
Okay. He sounds a little like a cannibal right now.
Does any of you have a coin? I want to flip a coin for this.
No, I do not.
Okay. I'll just go in my own head and flip it in my head.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's really fair. Because
I'm just going to flip it in my head and we'll see what turns up.
Okay, fine.
How about rock, paper, scissors?
No, just pick a number. Have a number in
your
head.
I'll pick a secret number and I'll write it down here.
And who's ever closest to the number?
No, you have to guess it.
Between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and guess, actually.
7.
You?
You. 5.
4.
Nope.
9.
Nope.
1.
Nope.
6.
Yep.
Yes.
6.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you're showing me? I trust you.
Thanks. Okay, Jackie. You're going to guess first, but Matt will have a chance to steal if you get it wrong.
You're going to get this wrong.
Okay.
When's the last time somebody from Richmond Hill won anything?
Trish Stratus? Didn't she win some
She's
stuff
from Richmond Hill?
Yeah. Wrestling.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people. A lot of...
Elvis Stoiko?
Big winners.
Hello.
From Richmond Hill.
Yes.
Look at that.
Emmanuel Sandu, another great figure.
I worked on a... at the Hamilton... ice skating arena. It was like a Canada figure skating championship, and he was there, Emmanuel Sandu.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a bit of a prima donna?
He was an amazing prima donna, mm-hmm. like throwing fits and everything.
I could totally see that.
Mike, have you met Elvis Stoiko?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Everyone in Richmond Hill has met him at some point or another. Well, I've met him.
He used to have all those events. Where
all those signings.
Have, like, celebrity
That's amazing, though, that he's, you know, he went back to the...
Well, they named the arena after him. I think he has to.
Elgin Barrow?
The Elvis Stoiko arena.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I met him at the Elgin Barrow one, though.
Yeah.
Ironically.
The Elgin Cracker Barrel?
Barrow.
Oh, Barrow.
Name.
Okay.
hence our confusion.
Getting back on track. The final
question. Right, right. We're still competing.
Jackie, what drug was rapper Big Lurch on when he killed
King Lurch.
When he killed and ate his female roommate.
Yo, what's up?
Oh my gosh.
Big Lurch.
When was he around?
I don't know.
What
I have never even heard of Big
Lurch. Mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s?
I think his crowning achievement was murder and cannibalism.
I was going to say, I don't think I've heard of him either. Do I get a hint, or is there no multiple choice or anything? Or
No, because it's a tiebreaker, so I want you both to have a pretty fair chance.
So no hint?
No hints.
Okay. What drug would cause somebody
just
to...
Just go fast, because...
Let me just think about it.
Oh, Jackie, you know what?
I need to think about it. He's thinking.
Unbelievable.
I'm thinking.
No, I'm not thinking.
You're obviously thinking.
Because I'm from
You're
Toronto.
Giving him a lot of time to think. I'm going to rush him, too, so...
Why?
Just, you know some drugs. Throw out one that you think.
Okay, I'm going to say crystal meth.
No.
Damn it.
I'm gonna say marijuana.
Nope.
Oh, we keep going. I'm going to say ecstasy.
Nope.
That's more of a love one. That was a bad
Heroin?
One.
Nope.
Cocaine?
Nope.
Damn it.
Okay.
Now we're just listing drugs.
Now we're just listing drugs. So...
Maybe this drug is not mainstream enough for you guys.
That's a hint. LSD?
Nope.
You would pick LSD.
What does that mean?
I don't know. MDMA?
No.
Damn it.
Okay, 1980s. Drug.
It was the mid-2000s.
Okay, so 1980, 2000. Big Lurch. Big Lurch is in his apartment, and he has drugs, and he's about to do them. And he looks down in his hand, and what does he have? He has speed.
Oh,
I don't know.
He's thinking, maybe I shouldn't do this drug. It's known to make people crazy.
Don't. You know what? That's such a hint.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, it's not. You still don't know it.
She doesn't know it, so.
Yeah, and neither does he.
Okay, make you crazy.
Make you crazy.
Okay.
Mushrooms.
No.
Okay.
Hey, it's not your turn. He had two in a row.
Don't care anymore. Just start shouting them out.
I don't know anymore.
You said meth?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about drugs.
Me neither.
Morphine.
We're so
it's
nice.
In like a powder form, I think.
It's in a powder form. Crack?
Nope.
Cocaine was said.
I said it's cocaine, yeah.
Okay. It's in a powder form. Tylenol.
Are we gonna have a tie? I thought one of you.
I don't
would
know.
Get it.
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I don't know what this
Jackie,
is.
Jackie, let's
just
think
tie.
About this.
No, I don't know. What
it is. No. There can never be a tie.
I'm from Richmond
always
Hill.
A winner.
Okay.
There's always a loser. In life, it's always a loser.
You know what's funny? I just watched Little Miss Sunshine.
Did you?
Last night, and you are exactly like that dad in the show.
What, I forget.
The motivational speaker that just keeps harassing everyone about winners and losers
that's right,
in life.
Yeah.
That is you. You are him. That's weird.
I'm just very competitive. I can't help myself.
All right. Well.
No. We got to.
We don't know.
Let's talk
I'm
this
I'm dropping
out.
Some big hints here, okay? Just listen up. People sometimes lace their cigarettes with this drug.
PCP?
Hash?
Yes.
What?
PCP.
What does PCP stand for?
I don't know. Do you want me to Google it?
All right. Matt wins. It means a lot to him, so let's give him...
No, don't take this away
from
me.
Let's give him
Don't you
this.
Take this away from me, Jackie.
You were kind of a big baby about it.
You know
Was
what?
I
think you should pay your respects to Matt.
I'm not going to, because he whined the entire trivia. Maybe if
did
he
I
was,
whine?
Yes, he...
He did actually whine quite
He whined
a bit.
The whole time. And I was a fair sport the whole time.
I
did
don't know if it's necessarily whining or protesting.
Whining.
To be fair, though, Jack, you did take way too long to answer any of the questions.
He took a long time, too.
Listen, Jackie, we're not... It's done.
Anyway.
I feel like you're attacking me now. I feel like you're attacking
let's
me
not,
because...
Congratulations, Matt.
Let's not cheapen Matt's awesome victory
Jackie,
here.
Jackie, thank you very much. I would like to... Can I say
with
a few...
cattiness. Yeah.
You know, I guess I would first like to thank Jesus Christ, because when I was born, my mother...
Was Jesus... An entity then when you were born?
Yeah, he was on Earth. I was born BC. No, I don't believe in God, so I'd like to thank the universe in all of its creation.
That's beautiful.
Infinite
creation. Infinite
glory.
How lovely.
Is he supposed to have like a thank you speech?
No. I would appreciate it if he just didn't.
Me too.
Listen, can I have an apology speech? I would like to apologize for gloating and for, I wouldn't necessarily say whining, but speaking to the point where I make sure that I win.
Protesting,
I would like to apologize for
protesting
that.
Protesting in a...
Complaining, then.
In a complainative tone.
Yeah, can we just
yes.
say complaining?
I apologize. I would like to apologize to Jesus and to the universe and to Jackie.
What's the next segment?
And to Mike.
What's the next...
Well, thanks so much for participating in that quiz, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Terrific.
Michael.
I don't know. Do you get the guys think we have time for Would You Rather?
Yeah, come on. Those are so good.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one.
I need to send a text message to somebody I'm supposed to meet.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
We are in the middle. We are on air.
Wait, is this not the time to be doing this?
No.
Doesn't matter.
That's okay.
I'm just going to go make a sandwich, actually.
No, this is okay.
Okay, I got one set up, but maybe you guys can help me out with coming up with some other ones. So would you rather have your face chewed off all at once or have your appendix violently, you know, chewed out of you maybe once a month?
Okay.
Is that too often? Once a month.
Once a month is pretty often.
You can ask
often.
As many
questions. Once a month.
As you want. Okay, let's say every 2 months.
For both or just for the appendix?
No. The face, it happens once. The appendix, it's every 2 months.
Okay, can I ask some follow-up questions?
Mm-hmm.
The appendix. Are you anesthetized at all? Or
no.
Is it just... But you would die from that.
Here's what you could probably do. After it happens a couple times, you probably know like when it's coming. So you might... try and give yourself some anesthetic.
Does
before.
It grow back?
No.
After?
Yeah, it grows back.
Okay. Because what I would...
The growing back part doesn't really hurt, though. But the time you spend in the hospital recovering from your appendectomy, it's pretty crappy.
It is. How long's the recovery?
I don't know how long it usually takes. Any of you have your appendix removed?
No.
I think it's like 2 weeks or something.
Now, can I ask a question... within the appendix scenario.
Yeah.
Do
you have any questions, Jackie?
No, I already have my answer.
What?
Wow.
I think it's
okay.
Pretty easy.
You can't.
That is a beginner's folly.
It's not a beginner's folly.
To not ask questions?
There,
you don't know. There could be something very surprising.
What? With the question, there's more to the question?
Do you die from getting your face chewed off?
See? Okay. No, you don't die.
Okay, I was going to ask Ben.
But...
Do you need a full face transplant? Is it like a full reconstructive?
Here's the thing.
Your entire face.
You're never going to get that transplant. It's prohibitively expensive, so you can't afford it. So you're never getting a face transplant.
So it's going to be like in the Batman movie there, the most recent one, like Two-Face, like how he doesn't get his face fixed.
Yep.
Because okay. But
it's
on both sides.
No face.
But it would look like that on both sides of your face forever.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Were you really ugly to begin with, and getting your face eaten off makes you
better
looking?
You're you,
okay.
So.
Yeah, so figure that out yourself. You're both you in the face-eating scenario and appendix scenario.
Now, does the appendix have to be violently ripped out, or can I...
Well, okay.
Can I build some sort of, like, device that fits in, that is a window to my appendix, so all that has to happen is the person reaches in, rips out my appendix.
Oh, they're just ripping it out with their hand?
No, they're ripping it out with
their
teeth.
Their teeth, yeah. I was picturing like a face mauling.
No, you have a skin condition.
Yeah.
And the only way that your that's kind of an added benefit, actually, of this scenario, but it's also the skin is so tough and in such a particular way that teeth are the only thing that can get through it and get to your appendix, which needs to be removed.
It needs to be removed.
Yeah.
So it's
you have appendicitis every 2 months.
Wow.
With your regrown appendix.
Okay. I have a question about the face one. So your face is ripped off.
Yep.
And you recover.
As much as you can.
As much as you can. But then do you live a productive life?
That's up to you. do you feel that you could live a productive life?
But it doesn't affect any
face?
Of your senses, right?
Are you blind?
You can still
no,
taste.
No, you still have all your senses.
Yeah, you can see fine.
So your face is mangled.
Yeah.
But you can still smell and everything.
I mean, it hurts a lot the first time, you know, at first. And obviously, you can't, you know, showering. That's incredibly painful because you have no skin.
But it only happens once.
Yeah. You can't go in the pool because of the chlorine. You can't, I don't know. You know, eating and drinking, it's can be quite painful depending on how spicy the food is.
But you could just have a bandaged face, like The Invisible Man by H.G. Wells.
Or like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, or a mask that you could wear all the time.
Like Tom Cruise from Vanilla Sky. Like
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, aesthetically speaking, there's things
you
could do.
Certainly do that.
And eventually it would stop hurting versus...
No, it's never going to stop hurting.
What? No, you would heal.
No, it's not going to heal. That's my point.
Oh, so it doesn't
heal. Your face would eventually
heal.
No. Your face is gone. It's gone.
So
it would eventually
long gone.
No longer hurt.
Maybe.
It
I don't
always
know.
Hurts.
Don't you have Jackie. Nerves under your skin? I believe you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is taking a long time.
What is? But if you don't ask the questions, then you could choose...
Could choose poorly.
Poorly.
Well, it's a good thing it's a hypothetical situation then, isn't it?
Is it?
I knew you were going to say
is
that.
Is it, Jackie?
Anyway.
I have my...
You have your answer?
I have my answer.
Good. Jackie?
Yeah. I think I do.
Great. Let's hear him. Matt.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
How long is the recovery again for the FM?
I'm going to say it's one and a half weeks.
He's so you just have, making that up.
I know. I am.
So you have, let's say, 6.5 weeks living normally.
Yep.
And then
like a day where your appendix is just burst and you're like in so much pain. And then the guy comes along, bites it out. Then you're recovering.
But I imagine you would just pass out once he started biting it, so you wouldn't feel a lot of pain.
Not necessarily.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
You might go into shock where you wouldn't feel it.
I don't think you'd feel the pain. And then the recovery would be 1 week.
1.5, yeah.
But you'd get some good hospital food.
Well, yeah. Your hospital bill's kind of racking up, though, at this point.
I have my answer.
Okay.
Well, he asked you what it was, so.
Yeah, my answer is the appendectomy. Because if I get my face eaten off, I'm going to be in pain constantly for the rest of my life. Versus having a week and a half of pain,
mm-hmm.
and then 6.5 weeks of non-pain. That's my choice.
Okay.
I also was going to choose the appy, as we're short-forming it too.
The app.
Yeah, because you're also probably going to be alone for the rest of your life too. Because I feel like you could, you know, still maintain a relationship with someone, still maybe get married, you know, if you just go through this painful procedure, whatever, every 2 months, but... With the no face, it's really hard to love someone with no face, probably. You can't even kiss anyone or do anything. So you have that extra emotional pain along with the physical pain.
You could have cyber sex. You could do that.
Which you already do, right?
I never have. And I don't know how you have high cyber sex.
Isn't it just like phone sex, but chatting? Like
I don't think it's an actual sex act. Like I don't think you're plugging into your computer.
Like I've done sexting, but that's different because there's... is a person directly there, you know them. But cyber sex, isn't it like anonymous?
I thought it was just like chatting. Like
it is like you're typing.
I think my understanding of it is sexting is not actually having sex over the phone, is it?
No. It's just there's phone sex and then there's sexting. It's different.
Sexting.
Yeah, but
I
mean you're not like saying like things that you're doing.
You could do that. You could do that.
Is that considered texting? I mean sexting?
Yeah.
Sexting, I think so.
Oh, okay.
If you text what you're doing or what you would like the other person to do.
So then I don't think there's a difference.
I'm making a peanut butter sandwich.
Exactly.
And I'm going into the refrigerator for ice. And it's now in the cup. And I'm watching an episode of Modern Family. And now I'm brushing my teeth.
We're getting an inside look into Matt's exciting
and now I'm in bed
sex life.
Curled up the side of my bed with my head on the pillow.
And my tissues
and my
nearby.
Tissues nearby. They're not for masturbating. They're for crying.
They're for crying.
They're for tears.
I was also going the crying route. I should have clarified.
Oh, that didn't feel good.
No.
What didn't feel good?
Felt good for Matt.
No, I don't have tissues in the bedroom. I don't have tissues in the bedroom, so that's...
Is that too feminine for you? Is that why?
No.
Why not?
They're practical. Why do you have tissues in the bedroom?
What if you need to blow your nose?
Yeah, or if you need
then
to have
I get
a good
up and
cry.
Go to the washroom.
Or a good cry.
Who cries in bed?
I don't know.
Really?
Some Jackie? People?
When's the last time you cried, Michael?
Can't think.
Jackie?
I don't know. Recently, I would say.
Really?
Like, probably last week, I would say.
What were you crying about? Movies? Movies?
No, it was Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
It was a show.
Okay.
It was actually, so, it was that show was really sad.
Sad thing for me is probably last time I cried was probably a movie or something, too.
Yeah.
Mine was a documentary about, it was about dogs in New Orleans.
After
the flood and all the dogs that were, like, displaced. And there was a scene near the end where this dog was reconnected with his owner, and it got me. And my dog was, like, leaning on me at the time.
Have you seen those P&G Olympic commercials about moms? Like, thank you, moms. And
no.
It's really, oh, well, one of those came on. That made me cry out of nowhere. A commercial, which is the first for me. Very sad about all the work, like, behind the scenes that moms do. And it's just this really sad music montage.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, heartfelt and touching and, like, the hardest job is also the best job. And then they're like, thanks to, like, all our Olympic athletes' moms or something like that. Anyways, it's really
wow.
cute.
Mom.
You should YouTube it. There's a lot of different versions, too, actually. International versions.
You're just living on an emotional roller coaster
mm-hmm.
all the time.
It's really sad. You're like, moms are good. Makes you appreciate your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a mother, but we'll talk about that another time.
Upbeat conversation for next time.
I don't know. Is that an end for our Would You Rather? You guys don't have any more? I only wrote one,
no.
I'm sorry to say. Okay, next week we'll do better on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe put a limit on how many questions you can ask. You know? Just
yeah.
five. Matt asked a lot. He was getting very particular.
Yeah, but you have to be particular. Jackie, if this is a life choice. You know, I think this is maybe the difference between us. Is when I make life choices, I ask a lot of questions. And when you make life choices, you just make them haphazardly, which is why your hair is purple.
My hair is not purple. I don't know.
Okay.
What you mean by that? That was a weird comment at the end. Is it purple?
I had purple hair when I was 14. I made my mother cry. Speaking of
so
haphazard
you did
decisions,
have a mother.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Full of lies. We've established.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to get to the mailbag? Mailbag? Mailbag?
Yeah.
Do you have male butts on the mind? You just said want to get to the male butt? Freudian slip.
Yeah, naturally.
Naturally.
All that talk about those American
skinny
football
jeans,
players.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans. So, we do have an email address, which is topicalitypodcast@gmail.com. Yeah.
Just to clarify.
And I think that's all we have set up right now, right?
Yeah, I've never owned a comb before. Sorry. I don't know if you own a comb.
I own several.
I don't own a comb.
They're really cheap. You can get as many as you want.
I would break a comb in my hair. Are you kidding? There's no way that I could comb my
hair. So do you never comb your hair?
No, I brush it. Girls use brushes.
Well, okay. Yeah. Let's not get technical.
We are getting technical.
Yeah, so send us your questions, comments to the mailbag, I guess, the email, which is topicalitypodcast@gmail.com, and we will respond. Anything else, Matt, Jackie?
No. Good show.
I'd just like to thank you, Mike, for doing a wonderful job hosting.
And I want to thank you, Matt. I want to thank you and Jackie for being here, taking time out of your busy schedule to take part in this beautiful thing we have going on. That's the end of our show. Thank you at home for listening. And just remember, if we want to avoid the end of the world, we all have to stop eating each other's faces. Thank you.